All right, guys. I think we're ready to get going. We've got Michael Sloop and Brian Knoll on the line with us. Oh, and there's Shirlene Alexander from Worldville. Okay. All right. Progress meeting number 4. I think there's some agenda around somewhere, as well as we've got some the schedule, as well as the past monthly update from Aaron. So, anyway, any comments on the previous meeting minutes? Nope. Any safety, security, adjacent projects issues come up over the past month?
Not to my knowledge.
Great. Good deal. If you could, Dan or Wes, just run through work over the last 30 days.
Sure. At Joe P., we completed the excavation and placed crushed stone in the bottom formed rebar for the elevation 247.5 slab. Did the same with the stub wall from 247.5 to 253.5, and began work on the wet well walls as well. Worked on the excavation at East Middleton some, but not enough just yet.
Okay. So basically, Joe P'd, we got the base slab in and everything in Middleton, just excavation's going on. So, great. Anything on the pipeline yet at all? Or
Submittals. Supposed to have the head comments on the manhole. We're supposed to have those back tomorrow.
Okay.
As soon as I get them, I'll forward them along. We kind of met with Ferguson going through the list of what has been approved. Mm-hmm. Where are we at on the 16-inch pipe? He was asking me on that.
I think we've sent back all the sewer and water pipe submittals.
I talked to him this morning. He said he was missing one on the 16-inch pipe that has not come back approved.
Was there a separate submittal specifically for 16-inch pipe? I would assume that would have been included with
the... I'll have to get back. That's the problem. This one, Tim did some. I did some. So I need to sit down and get our total submittal.
What kind of pipe?
I think it was the, what is a 16-inch? Because the sewer is 44. Unless it's the 16 over there at East Middleton. I just talked to him a little bit ago, and I told him I was coming up here, and he said ask about that.
There's 16-inch PVC and ductile force main, East Middleton.
That was the one outstanding thing, but the main thing, I guess, as soon as we get the manholes, get them turned around as quick as we can.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Get those. They were like 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, really?
You approved some middle of the
trigger. Okay. All right.
And we've got all the other pipe is ready to ship. The only problem, like with the PVC, when we pull the trigger, it's all coming. Right. They won't stage it. They will make the run. As soon as it's coming, it's going to come truckload after truckload.
Well, I guess we'll just raise a question. You storage area lay down, do you have a spot for it or when it does come?
One, use it whatever area they're not using.
Okay.
as long as they say you can use enough area.
We're going to try and put it close to where it goes.
Right.
And we'll just string it along the job. It'll stay hacked up. Mm-hmm. We'll place it along the right way.
Okay.
Wherever we got room to put it.
Okay.
And all the gravity sewer is ready to ship. I didn't want to send it until I have a little closer date on the manhole.
Right. Understood. Okay. What about work for the next 30 days?
We will form rebar for the remaining slab at Joe P. Do the same with the wet well walls at Joe P. and work on the lower influent walls at Joe P. Finish the East Middleton excavation and place crushed stone in the bottom. Mm-hmm. Get the lower slab formed forward and begin working on the wet well walls there.
That was a rock shot in there that shot pretty good. It looked like he's having a little tough time with that.
Now, the problem over there is, with all the rain last week, that pump station, there's so much I&I coming into that pump station. You know, Penguin peeing and it would flood it. And that's just where we are. And so it flooded about every day last week.
They have a drainage culvert that runs right into it.
Yeah.
So we're sitting at the bottom of a funnel. I think that's where y'all said.
Or East Middleton, or both.
East Middleton.
Yeah, because I think we had to do some pump and haul out of there last weekend, too.
Yeah,
it had an overflow that was recorded on one evening. So I wasn't sure how that affected your project site or anything. I mean, I know we're on the front end, but.
We've got some time, but it made a mess out of it. We pretty much lost all of last week because of all the rain and the flooding from the pump station. It just floods everything.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, the hole would be dug and we'd be working on a slab. Now, with all that said, we're within a day or two. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, as fate would have it, we finished, finally got it all pumped down and cleaned up, and then the crane had an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fixed. So now we're going back at this afternoon.
Great.
So.
Do you all have an anticipated date on the testing from Sunrock?
It's supposed to be next week.
Okay.
They said the 25th.
Okay.
So. All right. Not a minute too soon, Logan. But we can back up if we pour that base slab at East Middleton and that stub wall and that next slab up, and then we're going to pour hopefully the inside slab at Joe Pete late this week. So the timing ought to be okay because they've already started on the wet well formwork at Joe Pete. A lot of it's done, but they're not going to be ready to pour it till mid or in next week. So hopefully that information will be available before that time.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Scott, I heard you say, I mean, I know they're working back behind the East Middleton site, but so far, as far as you know, Sigwas is not having a problem accessing the existing pump station out of East Middleton.
We have no issues beyond the I&I. I just want to make sure we weren't impeding anything on the progress for the project here.
It does, but there's nothing to do about it. I mean, we start and whine about it, but there's really nothing to do about it. We just deal with it.
Tell people to stop flushing. That's about all you can do.
We've been saying for 5 years with this problem that we're going to fix it. So it's great for us to be able to say it's under construction.
Yeah.
To be fixed.
It is as bad as I've ever seen. Yeah. I mean, it just doesn't take much.
It's manageable until it rains.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
But we're kind of changing our logic once we finally get to the bottom of the hole. We'll come out of there roaring. We all get that thing built and backfilled and get above that water because it's just a problem. You know, and of course, all that stone we put in there, big giant French drain drags it all into it. So it's about, but it will be fine.
Yep. Okay. Coordination items. I know you've got here and on your update again. Is the Wilkerson work is now moved over onto the critical path, just pending the approvals and material delivery, but that still doesn't look as though it's affected end date.
This is the schedule I've ever done. No, it's not affected the overall schedule because we have that interim date we will be.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, we've pinned that date, Bill, December 31st next year for those guys to be done.
Yep.
So therefore, you're going to see some negative flux on their work.
Mm-hmm.
But we're rolling along with that, obviously. Anything we can do to get those guys started is a good thing.
And we're probably, just from the looks of the workload, we'll probably have more than one crew on this. Like they have a force main crew and then a gravity sewer crew, so that'll help speed some of the stuff. But we do need to get some materials on the ground. Just get it ready where we can go.
And I know we've talked about this once or twice, but in terms of the area where you're going to be working, I think you had said you were going to be working from the new Joe Pete up towards the existing. Is it so you're going to be sending like one crew that way and then working a second crew somewhere else? Or?
Depending on availability, we've got some crews are better at sewer, might have a sewer crew on that, and some are better at water force main. Another crew starting on the force main.
Okay. All right. Just make sure everybody, Greg knows where folks are, like if we don't want somebody popping up somewhere Greg doesn't know about. So. Okay, great.
Corey's out of town. He'll be back tomorrow, so he'll be keeping
your
buddy.
Okay.
But first thing you're going to try on is gravity line, for sure.
That's right. Stay in the water.
And then if you bring a separate crew in for the force main, you would just start right there at Joe Pete.
That's right. That's the plan.
Yeah, fix it. Okay. It'll all be in that same area.
Mm-hmm.
Other coordination items, I think y'all saw, I sent another email to Jim Hayes yesterday. It sounds as though, Wake Electric has decided to go with the NCDOT encroachment and they are submitting on that. So hopefully we'll get some news, some good news from them soon on getting getting power into the new Joe Pete site. But yeah, we'll keep doing what we can do to push that along. Coordination with Franklin Miller for the grinder submittals.
Their PM has been out of the office until today. I assume he's in the process of working through his inbox, and I hope to have something back.
Okay.
This afternoon or in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, might be a longer lead time, so don't want to hold that up. But yeah, whenever that works is fine.
Yeah, and I guess speaking of that, as far as I know you guys are making good progress with the work in the ground now, but as far as like equipment deliveries, is there any, or even the electrical gear, anything that's kind of giving you a little bit of heartburn in terms of lead times or delivery target dates for anything?
Always worried about generators, so I'm asking as of Friday for an update on that resubmittal for the resubmittals for the generators and switches.
Okay.
I have the gear submittal in hand as of Thursday afternoon, and I'll finish my review on that tomorrow and get that in.
Okay.
I think, Bill, to be very specific, I think the stuff for is going to increase. You can't review what you don't have.
Gotcha.
So we'll get that back to you.
Okay. Good deal. And then I know there's been a lot of emails going back and forth with the plug valves, seating directions, all that stuff. Have we got that all ironed out?
Logan and I will get together and drink bourbon.
We're going to go sit in the cabin for a week and we'll come out twice as confused.
We decide it's impossible.
Yeah. I reached out to Ross today to ask him.
Okay.
Got an answer from him that I agree with, but we're getting different information from the manufacturer. So we're trying to set up a meeting and we're working through it. So
you paid me for bringing that question up now, pretty much.
it's good. Yeah. It's details that matter, you know. Yeah. But if I think the holdup is the precast vaults, though, right? So if it gets to a point where that is impacting this, then
those three valves.
Okay.
If we can figure out which side that operator's on, it's all we care about.
Okay.
All right. We can fiddle around with this for 3 months.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Understood. Okay.
Okay. Logan, you know better than I. Is there anything else? Any other coordination items from our end?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Okay.
I can't think of anything right now. I mean, I grabbed Ned on the way out of the office today. I can chat with you after. I think you're right. And so I'll chat with you after. But I don't think it'll be an issue.
Yeah, I just didn't want to see them change that.
Yeah.
And say, oh, okay, wait a minute.
Understood. Yep.
Dan, anything, coordination items on your end anything else we need to be discussing about? I know it's, you know, early, and you guys are making good progress with the stuff you got, so hopefully.
I think whatever your magicians are going to do with that shrinkage test, when we give it to them, just ask them to look at that pretty quick.
Okay.
Yep.
Because we're crowded together pretty tight.
But. Yep. I'll give Ned a heads up that that's coming in, hopefully on the 25th. So,
Scott, anything from Sigwasa side? Any other coordination items or anything else?
This time, thank you.
Okay. Greg, we've had F&R come out a couple times now for grabbing cylinders. Everything going well with the testing lab?
Seems to be. You know, I haven't got any. You know, I have to go back and look, but. No, we haven't seemed to have any coordination issues. They've shown them. I consult with them. We've got a plan to go with the specs and do their inspections. Everything has been fine so far.
Okay. We've been getting test reports.
Yeah, so we've been getting test reports, and we've been uploading them to the SharePoint site as soon as we get them. But we can also have you or Joel or somebody on a email list where you get the test reports directly. Would you – Would you or somebody else from Sioux Falls?
Yes.
Okay. Yourself and Joel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Please sure and check your spam folder first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just let me know when they're coming my way.
Okay. We'll get you added to the list. But they are getting uploaded to the SharePoint site as well.
So. Any other field observations, problems, anything else going on out in the field? Greg, things look good out there?
Everything's, they're doing a good job.
Okay.
I only have one question. SharePoint site. Who's responsible for that?
I am.
Okay. Because usually on all my OSCE projects, it's always been the contractor that's been running the SharePoint. We use our project wise.
Yeah, it's. Yeah, I'm not going to say anything with the. Being recorded about what, well, you know, about getting the construction management software. I mean, it's a good investment. And
well, I just, you know, when I, the other day I asked the contractor to put me on SharePoint site, and they go, "Well, we don't have anything to do with it."
Yep, yep.
Well, so I need to be invited to that site.
Okay,
I haven't gotten an invite yet, as far as I know.
Yeah, I think we're on that kind of cusp where it's not quite a project requirement yet, but in 5 years from now, I can easily see it being a requirement that there's a, you know, some kind of e-bill, or, you know, some kind of site where...
Should y'all all pick one?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's probably, that would probably be the most beneficial thing if...
Is that SharePoint, this will be the second project I've worked on SharePoint. And it's the only time I've ever worked the same information center.
Yeah.
You know, it's been AConnex, it's been, you know.
BDRX. Team Builder.
Yeah, all of them.
We just need somebody in that industry to kind of flex their muscles and buy out a couple competitors. Yeah.
My opinion is what we're doing is as efficient and logical. If you understand Windows, you understand that.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it works.
Yep.
You know, and it's not. I like it.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good.
Take it as a compliment.
Oh, I'm glad we're using it. It's good.
Yeah. But yeah, yeah, Greg, you can talk.
I'll chat with
Logan.
You after,
get you all hooked up on that stuff.
I tried to.
And yeah, and speaking of that, submittals, RFIs, that's where you can find them. We've got what, 7 in under review, outstanding. Resubmittal, 8 outstanding resubmittals, confirmations.
Can you send me an invite to that as well?
Yes.
Yep.
Brian W. at JFWorkers.com. As much as I don't want to learn something new.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it'd
be easier to get the submittals. Like I said, Tim has done some, I have done some. So we just need to make sure what we got, so something's not following the tracks here.
Yep. But yeah, that is where all the everything's being kept. So. Pay application number 3 that should have just gotten into Sigwasa yesterday. There we go.
Yeah,
excellent.
This morning, reviewing it. Thank you.
And I'm assuming money has started coming your way, guys. Yes. Okay. Good. I assumed we would have heard something if it wasn't.
Exactly. But the first one was just like everybody predicted.
Yep.
They always are.
Okay. Review of pending change orders, field orders, and work change directives. So, yeah, there's been a little bit back and forth on change order number 1. I think it took me going on vacation to finally get it all ironed out, and I will finish that up and get that over to folks for review. But the bottom line is we're going to go with a net 0 change to the contract amount for number 1. There will be a little bit of a VE credit carried over into number 2 or beyond. But yeah, I think that's the easiest thing for Sigwasa is just to have it at 0 change.
There should have been comments on the East Middleton gravity sewer.
Yeah, they're looking for some information from you guys. Oh, the East Middleton.
I think that was shared probably a month ago from today.
I thought we priced that.
You did, and we shared back some comments and some questions for clarification.
Tim on that. Well, y'all sent me a change order, I guess, in the mail. Do y'all want me to mail that back, scan it, send it to you? I think that's all I want. Okay.
But I think in the agenda, there was a list of kind of what we've got in there. Right?
I did leave that in there.
Change order two?
Yep, for change orders one and two. Yep.
Yeah, I think we're squared away on change order one. Then change order two, there's kind of a little bit of a running
list. Yeah, we got a couple things going on. Yeah, I think we will start like making sure we've got the list from two pulled together pretty tight after one goes out the door later this week. So,
yep.
Other business, Miller, Brian, anything from USDA?
I don't have anything.
Nope.
Got nothing new on my end. Thanks.
Okay, great. And DWI. Okay. But yeah, I mean, I like it when the meetings go smoothly and short. There's no big issues to talk about. But I mean, is there anything else that needs to come up? I don't know, Scott and Michael, if we want to do just a quick where things are with construction package two, or I mean, I know we're still working through some of that stuff, but we are making progress on it every day. It seems to get a little bit closer to getting Park under contract for that. So any other questions, comments?
On the changes, Bill, I don't remember if you were at that meeting or not. You were quiet as a mouse if you were. But about the various changes, including the third file deletion, were you in there or no?
No, he was.
No.
Okay. PTO. You must have muzzled.
I was up on a lake up in Maine, yeah.
We are working with Brian on the plug valve situation.
Yeah. Okay.
I think what Brian has told us is that they actually did have not a plug valve, but a ball valve there. So there is going to be some credit for that. We'll get that back to them.
Okay.
Which is surprising to me, but okay. So it's not going
to. I just needed to get the price. Yeah. And it's where the air release valve comes with its own valve.
As part of the backwash accessories.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. In Crispin's product data, it's a gate valve, like a 1-inch gate valve that is part of the backwash accessories.
And he gave me a ballpark number. I need to get that exact number.
Yeah, Wes had emailed you about that. So we'll get that straight. But anyway, that's a small number, yep. But it's a something.
Okay.
The what was the other one you were working on?
I was splitting up the whatever the testing credit from BE.
Okay.
Yep, so that's squared away. That. Yep, that's perfect.
On the surge stuff. I'm still looking for confirmation from GA about what credit they're going to give us. They have submitted it and they've done work. I hope I've asked them to give it all.
But, understood.
Similarly with the plug valve folks on the same thing. I've got the ductile iron pipe finally squared away. Some of that is already done and on the side.
Understood.
But not a huge amount, but some of it is done on the side. So I'm piecing it together. To bring it together. I'm just really waiting on information. I have not looked back at the existing booster station, Joe B. booster station, but that'll take 2 hours to study that once I get it.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Anything else?
Bill, I am curious.
Yep.
Hopefully a big old long explanation, but making headway on package two.
Yes. Okay. Yes, we are. Yeah, obviously, I think you're aware, you know, the amounts came in a bit more than we could. So, SIGWAS is working to kind of wrangle and figure out what's best for the project, but what's best for SIGWAS, and I think we're pretty close there. So, okay. Yep. All right. If that is everything, we are back here September 16th at 1:00. Thank you all for coming.
Great. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.